Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a master of the Quran. His deep understanding and recitation of the Quran earned him special praise from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam once said, "See the Quran or take the Quran from four." And the first he mentioned, as well as Ubay ibn Ka'ab and Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal and Sayyidina Salim, he mentions first Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, referring to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu anhu had such a deep connection to the Quran that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would often ask him to recite it. When Sayyidina Abdullah hesitated, saying that, "Should I recite to you whilst it was revealed to you?" The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied that, "I love to hear it from others." Sayyidina Abdullah then recited until the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's eyes filled with tears. This story reminds us to connect to the glorious Quran, and not only just by reading the glorious Quran, but also reflecting on its meaning. Sayyidina Abdullah radhiyallahu anhu, he dedicated his life, his time, and this dedication of his inspires us to prioritize the Quran within our daily life. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radhiyallahu anhu, despite his immense knowledge and close relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abdullah was known for his small stature. Once whilst climbing a tree, his thin legs became visible. And some of the companions radhiallahu anhum, they laughed. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Ma tadhakun?" Why is it that makes you laugh? "La rijlu Abdullah athqalu fi al-mizan yawm al-qiyamah min Uhud." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that, "What is it that making you laugh? Why is it you are laughing?" He says, "The leg of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu on the scales on the day of judgment shall be even heavier than the mountain of Uhud." Sayyidina Abdullah's humility came from his deep understanding of Islam. He never sought status or recognition, focusing instead on worshipping and teaching others. This incident teaches us that greatness lies in faith and character, not physical appearance or status. Sayyidina Abdullah radhiallahu anhu, his humility reminds us to focus on pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and building inner strength.